Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, Tuesday, June 19th, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. I'm glad that you've decided to tune in and join us this evening. We have a lot to talk about, a lot of stuff to get into, and we'll be doing so here pretty quickly. Now, just a brief weather update. It's about 90 degrees outside here, which is, I suppose it's not too unusual for Northwest Arkansas in the summer, but, you know, at nighttime, come on. I mean, we're talking about 11 o'clock. I think it'd be a little cooler out there, but it's not, and there's a lot of lightning and thunder out there. No rain as of yet, but hopefully we won't have our broadcast disrupted this evening because I'm looking forward to chatting with our guest. And, of course, if something happens, he can certainly cover until I can find a way to scramble back telecommunications-wise to the program and figure out what we can do. Zeph Daniel will be joining us here, a great friend of mine, and certainly I've probably interviewed with him more often than just about anybody else on the planet, and been a guest on his show many times as well. We always have a good time, and he's got some very, very cool things to talk about, so we'll be doing that this evening. And, needless to say, the world is just a big old mess. It always is, though, is it not? There's some new information out there, though. Taking a look at the Middle East and sort of how things are going there, it seems like they're going, worse. Looking at Iran, it would seem that Iran is going to be a bigger issue, perhaps, in the time that we've got left here in this political process, you know, looking at the next year or so, and how everybody's sort of angling for space. Hillary's taking a big leap forward, and we mentioned about Spielberg's endorsement of her. And I mentioned that that would probably happen. Fred Thompson, journeying over to get the approval of Margaret Thatcher over there to the UK and giving a speech commenting on how Iran is a big problem and the military option needs to be on the table. It would seem that he's sort of the go-to guy. Hasn't even officially declared that he's going to be running for president, but it would seem like he is the choice of the Republican Party in this era of longing for another Ronald Reagan. It appears that he's the guy who's going to fit the bill. So that's intriguing as well. And then sort of the destabilization of the Palestinian territories between Hamas and Fatah, that is just ramping up big time. And guess what, folks? Just like we mentioned, I don't know, a few weeks ago, in looking at this and sort of going back to various stories as well, the destabilization of the unity government between Hamas and Fatah has the U.S. fingerprints all over it, and they've admitted to it. It's no big surprise whatsoever at all. Just clearly there. So if you haven't heard about that, that's important, and we may look at that. And then China is suspiciously in the news as of late. Have you noticed that? We've got product recalls. Now you've got lead-based paint on toys. Okay, that's coming back, and then, you know, those are all recalled at this point. I don't know if there's any tragedies that ensued as a result of that. But then we had the pet food and any number of things. So China very much in the news as of late, and a lot of weird things being said about China. It would appear that China is deemed more of a threat than probably Iran or anybody else out there. It's just that they have to do so in subtle ways. So when you start sort of matching up these stories to that sort of idea, you start to see a lot of things being sort of spoken of between the lines. Now, that's just my take on it. And, of course, when we cover the news, we'll let you come to your own conclusions. But, again, just a stunning amount of things out there to talk about. And we'll get into that with our guest. And we'll get into all that here probably at some point tonight. So, anyway, first things first, welcome to all of you joining us online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, lots of great things there at the website for the network. You can do that, purchase things and whatnot. And that all supports this network and allows us to continue doing what we love to do, which is talk with you guys and talk about the situation in the world and look for some solutions out there. We'll continue that with our guests when we come back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome. As I mentioned, the network website there, you can listen live, republicbroadcasting.org. Our website for the show is helmed by Webmaster James. Does a great job. The guy is just a phenomenal blessing to us here at the show. And to a lot of you who are always looking for guest information and whatnot, it's just a click away. That's franklyspeakingradio.com. He does a fine job, and we certainly appreciate him. Our phone number tonight, if you would like to weigh in with your thoughts, ask your questions, as always, number is the same, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening is, we got a lot of history. We've been talking together for, I don't know, 5-6 years now at this point, and he's been a true blessing to me and to my family. I guess you could say that if I went to church, if I did, this guy would probably be my pastor, my spiritual mentor. But he's done a myriad of things. This is certainly a life that's been lived in every single possible aspect. A composer, a musician, a screenwriter, an author, a filmmaker, and a surfer, you name it, just about everything under the sun. This guy does it, and he does it better than everybody else, and we just love him to death. I'm proudest to call him friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Zeph Daniel, welcome to the show, sir.
The surfing, I'm getting a little old for that now, but I would love to one day do that again.
Yeah.
And play in the water even as an old man, because when you're old and you're in the water and you kind of...
You float better when you're old.
You float a little better. And, you know, people tend to give you a little more respect.
There you go. You don't have to beat up the locals to get
some space. I know you've got
some
people in L.A. listening and out on the coast, you know, may know something about the whole... Because there's a lot of competition for the waves. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of surfers and only a few waves. That's just the reality that exists for surfers, I'm sorry to say. But whenever there's an old guy in the water and he knows what he's doing, everyone just sort of backs off.
Yeah, respect your elders.
There is that going on out there. So
That's a good thing. It's nice to know that somewhere in the world that still is a good policy. Because,
yeah,
I mean...
ride the tsunami, you know. here comes all the earth changes and the glaciers melting.
There you go.
And everything is the seas are rising. Perfect.
Yes.
You know, that's perfect for me. So I'd like to get out there.
You don't need an arc. You just need a surfboard.
A big board.
Yeah.
Big board. Nice floater so you're almost dry out of the water. So if you want to go fishing, if there's no waves, you can go fishing off of it, you know.
Wow.
Reel in some fish, yeah.
Yeah, I would laugh, but I have a feeling you're telling the truth. You probably have done that.
I have. but you know, I was thinking about the past today. I was thinking about all the times we've had and how you've been criticized, and I was just laughing about this today because I got some mail today where someone was, I put up a piece that was basically a guy who'd been a pastor for 26 years and a Christian became an ex-pastor and ex-Christian. And the reason why is because of all the contradictions in the Bible that he had perceived were there. And he wrote, you know, and all his questions that, you know, he couldn't get a straight answer from the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And he was deep in the church system. And I thought, well, this is sad. Here's a guy who got really burned by the whole point of posting the article was because this guy got so burned in the church system, you know, where you have, he just couldn't go by, okay, just do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
You know, well, it's a mystery. Here's your answer. It's a mystery. Only God knows.
There you go.
And so he was tired of all those cop-outs.
Yeah. What chased me out of the church, too. They said you wouldn't have these questions if your faith were strong enough.
Exactly. That kind of thing. And, you know, he said, well, why is there a contradiction in the Bible? One day it says this, and then there's, you know, 300, and then there's a 20,000, and there's all these discrepancies here and there, you know, and true to that. I mean, I explain the whole thing by saying, well, there's the forest and there's the trees, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, if you're really in the spirit, then the whole thing kind of makes sense. But if you're in this dry legalism, you're going to have questions. Plus, the other thing is Jesus Christ, you know, God, any kind of religion should not be Nazified, where, you know, if you ask questions, you're shunned. And that's how it is today. If you ask questions, you're a troublemaker.
That's true.
And if you're a troublemaker, they don't want you in the church. So I posted this article today because I thought, wow, here's what a lot of Christians fall into. They look at this, and it's very easy to make a case against all religions completely and just walk away from them all. And so I said, you know, hey, this is my heart goes out to this person. He was obviously very hurt. But I posted his article. And along comes one of these people that we talk about.
Right.
And probably the same type of person and personality that hurt this guy and forced him away from the faith and out into a whole different life. Well, okay. So what does he write to me? He writes, you could have written that article, Zeph. And it's like anyone who's read your writings realizes that could have been from your pen. It's like, I don't think I've ever renounced Jesus or the Bible or anything in my writings. In fact, there's no proof of that.
Right, because that's where that's where this article inevitably went.
But it had nothing to do with me.
Right. But for the listeners who haven't read the article, and we didn't really get into this yet,
The
point is that the conclusions this guy came to by asking those questions was to renounce everything.
To denounce it all, and he's still writing about his being an ex-Christian, an ex-pastor, 26 years a pastor, by the way.
Wow.
So it's not like he just kind of came to the ministry, Johnny come lately, and then, oh, it's too difficult, and
spent
left.
Spent a week.
He was in the trenches. He did his, he did the whole thing. So, including education leading up to becoming a pastor, which is more time that he didn't list.
Sure.
Okay, so basically I thought it was very important to post the article. At least I was just led to do that. Now, here's what happened on the spiritual side. Somebody that knew that was in the healing arc, this guy's like in the healing profession now of body work and things like that. Well, one of my friends, one of our brothers, he took a look at that. He found the guy and found they both went to the same school. They both are doing the same techniques for body work. And my friend is a totally sold out Christian. He's totally into the Lord, just a wonderful spiritual being. And he contacted him. And, it's like, hey, we went to the, and they're comparing notes. And I thought, wow, good thing I posted this, because now, look, it's this prodigal son's way out there. Maybe they got something to talk about. Well, anyway, they're talking. Along comes the expert and poo-poos it all and says, you so cavalierly posted this, not even realizing that perhaps a rescue operation was well underway by God himself, using me, using my friend, using the circumstance. But this person that I guess is higher than God and pointing his finger at me has condemned me, and I made an example of it because I was so pissed off. This idea that, because he couldn't know what was behind that. So what you would do is use peer pressure so I don't do my moves.
Yeah.
So I don't make my moves,
mm-hmm.
So I don't feel comfortable in operating as I do,
mm-hmm.
and stifling then any kind of movement of spirit, and then there'd be no rescue operation, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I would doubt myself.
Yeah.
And so that kind of peer pressure is somebody trying to actually destroy and kill. He's actually like a murderer, this person. It's on that level,
mm-hmm.
because he would, we're talking about people's lives here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so accusing me of posting the article and saying I could have written it because I'm totally transparent, and then he accused me of saying, wait till you stand before Jesus Christ, and he says to you, I say, Lord, Lord, and he says, depart from me, I never knew you.
Mm.
So he throws that quote at me, and the thing is he lied in the name of Jesus. He said that... I have written an articles like that. I said, where's your proof? You won't find any. There is no proof that you say you're so familiar with me. There's no proof because I've never written an article denouncing Jesus or the Bible or anything like that.
Mm. Yeah, it's
so,
just...
So what is this? I concluded this was a devil of some sort or someone that's either demon-filled or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this from the standpoint that there's a rescue operation going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking at this from the standpoint that Jesus can take the questions. The Bible can take, God can take it. If there's questions out there, the worst thing you can do is browbeat everyone into shutting up and never asking those questions, because they might be dividing the body. They might be hurting someone by asking a question.
That's right.
So now we're beyond that. We're into total Zig Heil territory.
Yes, we are.
And so if you're a member of a church, it's Zig Heil. God cannot take your questions. He can't handle it. Zig Heil.
And on that note, we're going to pause for a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. The great Zeph Daniel is joining us, broadcaster extraordinaire. And, yes, we'll continue this incredible discussion. I think what he's brought up here is a very important point, and that is that a situation arises. One would view it one way, and another person would view it another way. And the question to ask yourself then, perhaps a little mini survey for yourself, how would you approach something like that? And we'll get into it when we come back. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and I'm thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled that you're with us. And, of course, our special guest tonight as well, Zeph Daniel. You know, Zeph, you just brought up a really fascinating story. Again, a letter, I guess a story that was posted. You posted it, and it was about a pastor who had basically left the church and because he had questions and, you know, basically was treated like crap. And as a result of that, you know, he did what most people do. He equated God with religion and faith with doctrine. And obviously there's a definite difference there. But what's more fascinating to me is the response of, you know, your listeners, the viewers of your website, the people who read your posts and whatnot. Because here you've got one person who reached out and said, hey, you know, I've been there. I can explain this to you, or I can help with this. And the other person who said, you know, well, that's what you get. And you could be on that same path. You could be on that same train this person is. It's kind of like watching somebody in like a $60,000 SUV, and they roll over on the side of the road. Yeah. And you say, do you run over there to help them out and make sure they're okay? Or do you say, well, that's what you get, rich boy?
Yeah, or, you know, just is there anything wrong with being friends with people that may not believe as you do? And kind of, if you have friends, that's a precious thing. I mean, do you have to have all your friends be exactly the same?
Well,
can you associate with people that may not see it the way you do at that moment? Well, apparently, you know, and I'm happy to say there's a small minority that would write a letter like that to me, simply looking for some sort of evil, posting that article, not seeing in the spirit, not seeing how the Lord could use something like that. but mm-hmm. rather just seeing, oh, you see, I got you now.
Yep, exactly.
And it's like, it's no different than the world. I mean, so how would you expect that you would ever be an evangelist if you're a Christian? How would you expect that someone as miserable as this person could ever attract anybody or convince anybody about anything to do with Christianity? I mean, you look at this guy, you say, well, there's what's wrong with the world right there. I don't want anything
yeah,
to do with it.
That's true.
And so well, I've taken some poll, a couple things, Frank. One, for your listeners, I've, you know, my album Medivh is going to be going to iTunes and other places. And what I told people is that if you tune in, I will give 10 away tonight.
Wonderful.
If you write Metazeph, M-E-T-A-Z-E-P-H, at gmail.com, that's Metazeph at gmail.com, you can get a Medivh CD. And the thing is, we're probably by next week, we won't be selling anymore. The rest will be used for of the actual CDs for sending to radio stations and things like that.
Wonderful.
We don't have any more to sell. So I'm letting these go. This is the finished CD. Then after that, it goes digital. So it's there for downloads. But the CD is pretty cool. It's got...
That's great.
It really turned out well, and it... It's kind of circulating around with some producers and Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You may hear some of these tracks on actual, you know, films coming up.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. I mean, you know, they'll use a piece of it or a part of it, and, you know, or a whole track, and it'll be for, you know, to make the film work. I wouldn't be doing the composing, but the track would be used for that. And it kind of takes you on a journey. It kind of... people say that you definitely go on a journey, and it brings you back in the end. There's a resolution to it.
I love it. I think it's a great album. And, yeah.
And it's available, like you said. You
yeah.
play it, things change. People notice. This last review I got was this guy. He's maybe a musician, I guess. But mm-hmm. he was saying how he felt that he listened to it three times on Father's Day. And so he really got it, but he said that after he was listening to it, he noticed there was all kinds of weird spiritual manifestations going on, like the spiritual warfare was ramping up around mm-hmm. him, you know, so it kind of takes
that.
You on a journey, but, you know, it also stirs up the spirits, okay? And people who have been on the spiritual walk know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And, you know, you got to be prayed up, just like before this program, I had to pray up because, you know, the battle rages on. Now, the other piece of business is that, as you know, I've been doing polls since about June 10th. Not too long, but I have several great polls, and the listeners may want to know, and you, Frank, may want to know some of these answers. For example, I have one. Can a person lose their salvation in Christ? There's a controversial topic. Mm. Wouldn't you like to know what people, how they voted?
I would love to know how people voted.
Okay, you would? All right.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you the results just for this one,
okay.
For the first one, because I've got a bunch of them. Okay, so here are the answers that I have. All right, so answer number one would be no. Once saved, always saved. That only got 8% of the vote.
Okay.
Once saved, always saved. You'd think, you know, boy, that should get more. That used to be the policy, say, of fundamentalism, Christian mm-hmm. fundamentalism. At least Baptist policy was once saved, always saved. Okay, can a person lose their salvation in Christ? Answer number two, yes. That's 24% voted yes. Okay, can a person lose their salvation? Yes, but only by free will, 28%. Mm-hmm. So by free will choice, you can, say, choose the devil, okay, and you would lose your salvation. Okay, but here's the winner. The good shepherd loses not one of the sheep, 39%. Mm. And then, of course, I throw in the wild card, which is no need of salvation. God is the I am, and there is nothing outside the I am. That got 1%.
Wow. that would be difficult for a lot of people to pick something like that.
Yeah, so that's the salvation question. And I know it gets debated again and again. Obviously, I'm more of a destiny person. I believe that God has your destiny, and if you're meant to be saved, you will. You know, there are people that are meant not to be, and I, you know, it's God's thing, right?
It is, absolutely. Hang on a second, my friend. Up to another break. All righty. Folks, it's flying by. Hopefully, you're flying along with us. Zeph Daniel and More Frankly Speaking Radio when we come back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here with us tonight, as always. And, of course, this first hour, halfway over, and being brought to you courtesy of the generosity of our good friends and sponsor for the hour, Howard Creek Resort. Fantastic stuff down there. If you've never been to Arkansas, or you've never been to that particular part, you're in for a real treat. It's located on Bull Shoals Lake, absolutely stunningly beautiful, any time of the year. And right now, of course, a perfect, perfect time to start planning your vacation. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and all the fun things in the area, outdoors, indoors, touristy, or just relaxing. Whatever it is you're looking to do, you can find it all there at Howard Creek Resort. Check it out for yourself online at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Okay? And last time I had checked in with them, they had mentioned that there were still some spaces available for the 4th of July, and they have a historic, I think it's been going on for almost 30 years, fireworks display. You can just take a boat out, which I believe comes with the room rental. You just take your boat out there and just watch the fireworks display from the lake. Just amazing stuff. Our special guest this evening is Zeph Daniels. Zeph, welcome back, sir.
Great to be here, Frank, and, you know, hello to the listeners and hello to the people that have, I've told you to stay up late, pass your bedtime, and tune in. So hello to you as well, and And the polls go on. Who knew that I would end up?
You turn into Mr. Gallup.
I'm sort of becoming that. I've got another one for you and the listeners.
Well, before we go any further, the website is zephnet.com.
Right, zephnet.com.
ZEPHNET.com, zephnet.com. And you post you have the surveys, what, every day, every week, or just periodically?
Yeah, but I only post one result there. Tonight I'm going to run through the kind of a summary of them.
Okay, wonderful.
But I kind of put up a poll, one question, and then I have multiple answers, and you can actually... if you want to participate in these polls, you can. You have multiple choice, so you can actually choose, say, answer number 1, 2, and 7, let's say, if there are 7. You might find 2 or 3 that might fit what you think. But you can only vote once, but you can vote multiple answers if they apply. And so I've got some pretty good questions. Here's one that I know is perfect for your listeners. If you, your spouse, and children are faced with torture and death, but offered safety for yourself and your family in exchange for information or spying on others, what would you do?
Ooh, that is a good one.
And, 7% said, I would offer my services to the authorities. So I wanted to get that kind of out of the way right off the bat. So that's answer number one. And 7% of the people that go to Zephnet.com, that's what they answered.
That's right.
Okay. But the winner, 67%, said, I would not cooperate. That's answer number 2. But here's the smart people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
27%, and I think this is the answer I like, said, I would pretend to cooperate and give false information to the authorities so that my family could live.
Wow.
Now, what do you think? And then the last one, it says, and nobody voted for this, that would never happen in Europe or America.
That's the funniest thing of all. Nobody believes that it can't happen. Nobody believes that it won't happen.
No, that's 0%.
Yeah.
No one voted for that
one. Wow. I think I'd probably agree with you. I would, maybe try to, sort of deceive.
Yeah,
you know?
And I've read, the testimony of underground people have been, tortured by the communists, for tortured for Christ, the late pastor, Richard Wurmbrand, and I do a lot of readings from him. He's kind of my pastor du jour because I just find that people that have suffered for the faith are such a great example because we have not been asked to do that yet.
That's right.
So I like to read about the martyred saints. But he has such, he would lie to the communists all the time to protect his own people.
Yeah.
And so that's why that answer went in there, because I'd seen that from the underground church in Romania.
Yeah.
And this was, that was a practice that they would often do. And he actually advocated, if you have some Christians, brethren locked up somewhere and they're being tortured, what you got to do is get your other Christian brothers together.
Break them out.
And go in and storm the place.
There you go.
With guns.
There.
And he was advocating that. It's like old people say, I wouldn't take up guns. So if your brother and sister are being tortured in some place and raped and beaten and everything else, you just sit there and go, we're supposed to be passive. We'll just pray for them.
Right.
Well, what if the answer to prayer is they're your brothers, they're your sisters, bust them out of
there.
Do
something.
And that then goes to the next, kind of question, which is, will you fight to preserve America or welcome the North American Union slave state? Now, I kind of, gilded the lily
there.
You
phrased it in a certain way.
I did, yeah. It was a little bit rhetorical. But here are the results to that. And, so here's what people said. 10% said, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Okay, 10% said we should fight for God.
Mm-hmm.
That's undefined. Who knows what does that mean?
Yeah.
48% said my fight isn't with flesh and blood. I don't care about America or any country. I'm here doing a job for the Lord. That was the one that won, 48%. All right. The next answer is curious. It says we are already slaves. That came in second with 22%. We're slaves. That's it. Just give up. And finally, 10% said, I am ready to pick up arms against this evil government.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and so that's 10% of, you know, of the people that actually, you know, decided to participate. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what that would mean for the population.
Yeah.
But that's about the percentage that we've always had. Mm-hmm. I think that if you have 10%,
yeah,
you can actually get something done if 10% really do pick up arms.
Yeah.
If it comes to that, which would be something like, okay, there's a some sort of police state that's imposed. Okay, a police state's imposed, and they're killing people that are for their faith and, you know, whatever religion. They're killing people if you believe in Jesus Christ. Let's say they're locking people up,
mm-hmm.
and they're giving drugs, and they're saying renounce or we'll kill. If it gets to something like that, you're going to have people that will pick up arms. I don't think they're going to let it get to that point. I think they're more interested in lulling us to sleep with distractions and television and mind control. And that's been working very well for them. They want to avoid at all costs any kind of outbreak of organized violence against, you know, a corrupt government. It's an interesting question. I mean,
it's
a little controversial for the airwaves, but the thing is, it's what we each have. I interviewed a guy that had been arrested in New York for asking at the Republican convention, asking Giuliani questions. And he's arrested. When he's on my show, he's saying, you know, well, now I'm still paying my taxes, but a month from now I may not be. In other words, he's on the way to not paying his taxes.
Yeah.
And then the next step is, and if they, you know, we may have a fight on our hands here. Mm-hmm. We may have to, you know, it may get violent.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's still in the loop, but he's thinking about that option.
It is really amazing when you think back on the circumstances that have led all of us to wherever we are. And folks, you may be tuning in to this show for the first time, and maybe you're just stumbling across it and saying, let's hear what the crazies are having to say tonight. Whatever the case may be. And that's solely for me.
That sums it up perfectly
yeah.
for me.
No, you're only crazy by association, my friend. Independently, okay. You're completely sane. No, what I'm saying here is that people need to understand that at some point, and I think back on this myself, how many times are people in a situation where they've been let down, disappointed, they've been stepped on, and that changes who you are, it changes how you feel about things, and you know, it's a valid point.
Well, look, if there's taxation without representation, if there's a suspension of the Constitution, if there's right now the thing that's got me alarmed, and we've got to really share this tonight, is the, you know, the beginnings of the end of free speech.
Yeah.
Because that affects you, Frank, that
sure.
affects me, that affects websites, that affects bloggers. And we are heading down that road. They're trying to do it incrementally so by the time there is no free, and there's a lot less free speech allowed now than there used to be. We have to admit this, at least. In fact, at this point, there's a bill circulating that, and I'll just say I don't talk a lot about, you know, sin like homosexuality or drug addiction or, you know, we're all sinners, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I'm not focusing on any one sin.
Right.
But they have a bill circulating now that says that if pastors cannot mention homosexuality, they have to keep their mouth shut or they're going to lose their church. Hmm. So they can't, even though the Bible, that's one step, and the Bible says, obviously, is against it. You know, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah,
yeah.
Paul's writings, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, railing against men with men, women with women, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, you know, it's a taboo in our society in biblically speaking.
Yeah.
Biblically speaking. Okay. So the first step is that pastors cannot speak about it in the 501c3 state-run mommy church, the Queen Babylon System church, which is not the Church of Jesus. That's the cover, but it really is about the system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They will be shut up. Does that mean the next step, of course, would be that the Bible would be considered hate speech because it says something about homosexuality? You know, it says stuff about drinking too much.
Yeah.
It says stuff about lying, murder, mm-hmm. all kinds of things. But mm-hmm. it also mentions that. And they don't want it to mention that. So the next step would be Bible is hate speech, you know. Canada is just about there, and, you know, England, Europe will be there. And the next step would be, okay, we have to outlaw this evil religion because there's too many psychopaths with this apocalyptic thinking. See what I mean? And they're
yeah.
prone to join militias and, you know, neo-Nazis, and we just can't have that in our society. That's not the great enlightened society that began with the great thinkers like John Locke and other people like that. I had someone talk about this, saying that we really can't treat the Muslims as equals or treat them with respect that we would afford ourselves because they're not enlightened as we are. They're not educated like we are.
Oh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this is a guy who teaches, is actually a professor at a major university, and this is what he's spewing.
That's just takes back
incredible.
To the slavery days. Yeah,
incredible.
That's amazing.
It's like some backwood bigot, you know,
yeah.
trying to couch it all in academic terms.
That's right.
But, you know, the same thing would apply to Christians. The issue is not Muslims. It's that they're living in the Dark Ages. They're still in the Middle Ages because they have this apocalyptic thinking.
Yes.
That, you know, through this apocalypse, we have to convert all the, and then the, you know, God and the, well, okay, so the Bible believing or Christians who believe in the end times and prophecy, the problem with this would be that kind of thinking and that kind of take on reality is psychopathic.
Yes.
And what breeds violence. And I have no doubt that there'll be agent provocateurs providing, you know, terrorism and saying, mm-hmm. oh, you see, those are Christian terrorists, you know,
yeah.
reactionaries that are reacting against the new Patriot 4 Act, which we had to do because there was another terrorist attack in somewhere like Chicago. So therefore, you know, a big city, and I mentioned Chicago just because someone mentioned that they felt trouble would be there, like in form of riots. But, you know, this has happened, and we're blaming it on Christian extremists, who are really white supremacists and neo-Nazis and Jew haters. So, you see, and that's, if all that is coming, I'm not sure what we can do about it. And in addition to that, we have this new crusade going, which is the Christian culture, you know, basically versus the Muslim culture, the Judeo-Christian culture versus the Muslims. So we've got that war going as well, and I'm just like, you know, looking at all this, including, of course, the culture war, which is going to end up being this, you know, thing about homosexuality being the issue that provides the groundwork for hate speech laws to be updated so that they can eventually do what they really want to do, which is get rid of this craziness of religion, these whacked-out fundamentalist Christians, these whacked-out Muslims, and, you know, they've, you know, let them, too bad they can't be on an island and just kill each other. You know, I mean, but, see, that's what they're going for, and I'm wondering if people really realize how much headway they've made.
Mm-hmm.
In this war on terror, it's the perfect backdrop to demonize the Muslim, and I don't feel they're my enemy.
No.
But I have many colleagues out there who are saying, let's go bomb them.
Yeah.
And bomb Tehran and calling Ahmadinejad a little Hitler already. Mm-hmm. And they're not even seeing the real game that's going on. And he says, oh, I'm going to make nukes and all that. It's kind of like, yeah, but it's not nod, wink, wink. He's going to play the bad guy so that they can do their games.
Right.
Read another report today that just said, you know, nuclear technology has been provided by the West to Ahmadinejad so they can build up a villain. And then we can go have a nice big war. You know,
that's,
so there's all these interests going on, and there's all this evil going on.
Mm-hmm.
But Ahmadinejad's not a fool. He's not some little Hitler to go bomb them. They're falling into the mind control, into the will to war. They're idiots, all right? These colleagues of mine are idiots. Total idiots.
You're exactly right, and you're, you
they
know,
they want to go bomb this guy, and I have to say it, they're blind. They are blinded by their religion.
That's true. Well, it ties in with what we've been talking about, which is that whole dominionist thing. I mean, again, you can either label the Bible as hate speech and make anything that would be deemed some aspect of worship to be offensive to somebody, or you can take it the other direction and make God mandatory. Now, think about this, Zeph. If you've got so many people, you know, who have left the church and subsequently left God because, again, they equate one with the other,
right.
How much more so will you have an army of atheists wanting to overthrow the government because the government is trying to force God upon them in that fashion, in the fashion of the God they say and in the interpretation they would have, and then implementing the Noahide laws and the Constitutional Reformation Act and all of those things. We have to stop going from one extreme to the other is what we have to do.
It can go either way. You're absolutely, that's a good point. And look, the thing is that there are people that want to enslave us, okay? They don't want us to have any freedom. And all this religious stuff is really a way to get at that freedom and take it.
Yeah.
Because of a few bad apples, which would obviously be especially, you know, what they really want to go after is people that believe in an apocalypse, people that believe in end times. In other words, people that would separate from the system because they've lost faith in it because all systems are evil. How about this one? I'll give you one they really hate. I'll give you one they have to eradicate by the next generation, which is Satan rules the world. Oh, and so all governments are evil, and anything that has to do with the system at all, anywhere in the world, it's satanic.
Mm.
Right there. You see that?
Yeah.
You wouldn't pay your taxes. You wouldn't participate. You would feel like, well, I'm just here visiting. And they don't want that. They want something from you.
Yeah.
They want a lot more than your visitation as a guest. They want you to be a member.
That's right. Hang on a second, my friend. Quick break, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more from our special guest, Zeph Daniel, and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Tail end of hour number one already, and it's been fast moving, courtesy of our special guest this evening, Zeph Daniel. Welcome back, my friend.
Yeah, good to be here. I'm looking over these polls, and I have to tell you, there's a few other questions here that are just absolutely stunning, and one is no less than, why is the apocalypse a good time? Why would the apocalypse be a good time?
What are the options?
And here's the options on that. Number one, the backwards is finally made straight, exclamation point, 13%. Justice is finally carried out against the evil world system, 17%. You people are crazy. There is no spiritual battle, and all people are loved by God. The apocalypse is hateful, 1%. One sign of the apocalypse is that many are being raised up into spiritual gifting, 16%. Babylon is in mid-collapse already, 9%. We are already well underway into the biblical tribulation, 7% actually believe it's the tribulation right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, the children of the Creator are here to witness His mercy and justice, 16%.
That's pretty evenly split on that one.
It's evenly split, and I know this one guy that keeps voting. See, I'll give him a bone every once in a while. You know, like, you people are crazy. There is no spiritual battle. And it goes with demons, too. I asked a question today about demons, and that do you believe demon possession or affiliation is real? Do you believe demons are actually real? Those are fallen angels. Do you believe they're real, these spirits that can afflict you? And that one has gotten the most votes of anything in the shortest period of time. People really want to weigh in on this subject. It's split pretty much, but I have to say that I don't have any votes. I have 1% again. I think this is the same guy.
He just votes the crazy option.
He's always 1%. But people can be good or evil or little of both. It's in their nature, not demon possession. That's 1%.
Mm.
And the winner of that is really, let me just sort of cut to this. There's a bunch of answers on this one today. This is an ongoing one now. But so far, magic and witchcraft use demons. They are quite real, 20%. One of Jesus' healings works was to regularly cast out demons. They do exist, proven by Jesus and, you know, the casting out in the Bible. Obviously, that a lot of disease and everything comes from demon possession. 24%, that's the winner.
Okay.
And here's another disturbing one, though. Most people get demonized sooner or later if they don't receive the protection of God. 13%. So it's kind of interesting. And then 19% finally say demonic possession is real and quite common, even amongst Christians. So just being a Christian, walking with Jesus, you know, believing in your Bible and, you know, trying to lead a holy life, that does not exempt you from demonic possession, according to almost a majority, a good number of people.
I think I'd agree with that.
Yes, people use these spirits to do their bidding if they are not of God. 16% voted that in other words, that people can use these demons to do their bidding. In other words, if you do magic and witchcraft, you can send these spirits to afflict people, to send to do things to other people that are very evil.
We are up to the bottom of the hour, my friend, which means we have to pause for a brief legal identification for our AM and FM affiliates here in America. Folks, if you don't mind, stay with us. And if you do mind, well, you're going to have to stay with us anyway, because you definitely want to hear more from our special guest this evening, Zeph Daniel. We'll be back in about 90 seconds with hour number two, Frankly Speaking Radio.